Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 14 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, dude?
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
I'm hyped.
You're hyped. We also got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
And we also got our Adidas boy himself, Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
How you doing? Got a fever?
It's been a tough day, guys. It's been a really tough day. But shout out to all of you guys that walked in today to hopefully put your hands on the Yeezy 350s V2 that are coming out this Saturday. Are you guys excited about that?
Pretty excited.
Yeah, yeah. So you were working the raffle?
Yes, I was on the raffle duty. I'd rather do it myself than like wasting my staff when my staff can come and give you a nice, like if you're in the store, you want nice service, you'd rather be served by my staff than myself. I'm just playing. I'm the best salesman too, but whatever.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's been downloading the podcast. Thank you so much. Everyone on iTunes, on Podbean, everyone who's been liking our stuff on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast and who's been tweeting us at the Sneaker Pod. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Let's get started how we always do. What did everyone wear on feet today? Chris, let's go to you first.
Today, while I was at work, I wore my Navy Ultra Boost.
Very nice.
Yeah, and then I switched up to some Vans Old School for tonight.
Nice.
Vans, baby.
Very nice. Alex, what did you have on feet today?
I knew I was going to do some raffle business, so I decided to go no Yeezy, no hype, no nothing. I went and broke out a pair of ZX 850 in a neon and olive green colorway that I think Chloe was really...
I'm really feeling them.
They're really
feeling
cool.
Them?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that Vault.
Nice. I actually, just like this morning, I went totally random. I went like at random. I chose a stack and I decided to just pick $1 random out of the stack and this came out. So really happy. I haven't worn them in a while.
Did you do that after you got dressed?
No. First thing I did. It was a quick morning.
It's pretty good. It's going with the fit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you look good, dude.
Thank you.
If you want to see how he looks, go follow him at his Instagram. Alex?
At Suji Cypher Sons, now I'm saying.
Chlo, what'd you wear on feet today?
I broke out the all-white Ultra Boost.
Ooh.
My beaters of the day. And then I switched up into an all-white NMD.
Ooh, where did you get those?
I worked for those.
Yes, you did.
You worked hard for them, didn't you?
Went up the stairs, down the stairs.
They got stairs on the corner? Oh.
It was a good day.
He's been rocking it hard. For myself, I've been wearing the Jordan 6 Carmines today.
Your grail.
One of my grails. I absolutely love them, and they treated me well today. They didn't get too dirty.
Did you feel
I'm
fresh?
Happy about that. Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
You walk out of the house, I was still doing the little dance, right?
The strut?
Oh, yeah. I was kind of stepping lightly.
Yeah, watching your steps.
Did you drive in them or did you bring shoes to drive?
I did drive in them, but when I was in the car, I was regretting it. I'm like, I should have brought a second pair.
Nah, it doesn't matter, man.
It does. I don't know. It was something about I'm in traffic on the highway and I keep hitting the brake pedal, right? And I'm like, oh. Just like, this is really going to mess these up. I'm going to get in an accident because I'm trying to be so careful. Anyways, you know, it all worked out.
You know what I did with my grail? My doubled up grail. I was with some of my friends one night and we stupidly decided to go out at like 1 a.m. And during that day, I was wearing my grail. So they were just like laying in by the front door. So when we left the club, just like put them on and... It's the next morning I realized I was wearing those shoes in the club.
Oh.
And they were disgusting, man.
Trashed. Covered in drinks, I'm sure. Sticky.
Disgusting.
You know when you walk into that club, it's like super sticky on the floor.
Yeah. And you know like you're gonna drip a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah.
But I was able to clean them really well. Shout out to our cleaning product companies. Out there putting on.
Shout out.
All of you.
Yes,
all of
you.
Shout out to all of you.
No, because I've actually used like three different products and three different brushes, whatever.
Do you find it hard to go between different cleaning companies? Like, have you tried everything?
Yeah, and I like to try everything, and I've already noticed which are good for what. But
Yeah, totally. No.
You got baby wipes work for me.
Baby wipes are the shit.
Yeah. Has anyone really tried the magic eraser? I find that every time I've tried a magic eraser, it just like deteriorates away and it's gone.
No, it does the job, but it makes a freaking mess.
It makes a mess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of you out there cleaning with the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, try something different. Trust me, you'll love it. Anyways, let's get into something that we haven't really done in a long time. Anyone pick up anything lately? Any new pickups? Chloe?
Yeah, I scored a pair on eBay today.
Ooh.
You saw what I posted?
Still hunting on eBay, right?
Yeah.
Did you post it?
Well, I showed you guys the pick and I didn't. I got it.
Okay. What was it?
I got the EQT 3 of 3.
Ooh.
What color is this one?
The black and white ones that you were wearing the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
No. I was wearing the 2 of 3.
I don't have the 3 of 3. It's the one with the boost sole, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they have boost sole, but the 3 of 3 has hardly any cage. Mine has like leather flaps.
It's like the prime knit upper with the...
It's
the 2 of 3?
I was wearing the 2 of 3. You got the 3 of 3.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's the one with the booster.
For real.
They're money.
Anyways,
awesome. I don't care what they are.
Got them for a bill.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Anything else before that?
I got a pair of Pure Boosts maybe a week ago. I scored a pair of Dimes. Dime Vans.
Sick. Cool. Nice.
Really,
I like
those. Feeling that marshmallow colorway.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Is it white?
It's marshmallow.
Marshmallows.
With the translucent sole. It's really fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some Gel Light Saga, A6 Gel Light Sagas, grand openings. I've been hunting those for a while. That was a steal.
I thought this guy was like taking
Stop
a break
it.
Or something.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done this in a while, so this is like over the past couple of weeks.
Okay. Right? Okay.
And respectable. I got those XR ones, the all whites.
Yes.
Oh, beauties. Yes.
Okay, you're going that back.
Yes, that back. It's been a while.
All right.
He's taking a journey. Alex.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go that back. But
because you get your shoes every day.
Yeah. this week I got a pair, but I'm still crossing my fingers that it goes true. But I got a pair of the Gradient All White Ultra Boost. But
ooh,
the one with the gray cup.
That's still a possibility?
Okay. It is still a possibility. And if it is, it's going to be the steal of the year. And I'm going to be so freaking happy because it's going to be my first pair of Ultra Boost.
Gray Ultra Boost?
It's...
White gradient.
So it's the white gradient, like the
but it has a gray cup.
Does it have like that little bit of tan? Right?
Yeah. Yes. Those are cute.
Those are money.
Those are fresh.
I love those.
I was extremely surprised. That's a steal.
Nice.
Steal.
Anything else?
Chris? No, not for me.
No.
I'm waiting for the...
Me? No, yeah. I picked up some... I actually went shopping to get... I was trying to get some gifty gifts for people.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I picked up some nice Vans. Old school leather with a zip on it.
Nice.
They're dope. Like, now I want a pair for myself.
With a zip in
the
back?
Yeah, it's dope. Not on the back, on the side.
Like, on the side, okay.
It runs along the laces.
Okay, cool. Wow. Yeah.
The black and whites?
Yeah, the black and whites. But leather.
They're very similar to the...
Just like the regular canvas.
You have a pair that are very similar.
Yeah, the OTH one.
Yeah.
The off the hook.
The black
times
one?
No. Raised I have wolves. The black. I have a black crab low off the hook.
Yeah,
band.
That's the one that Chuck Hughes did.
Yeah,
the collab?
A while back. That was a couple of years ago, but then they did the off the hook times Raised by Wolves, which is also very sick.
Qualities.
It's like whoa,
shout
so
out
nice.
To them.
Fire, yeah.
I'm so glad. I wasn't able to attend the event. I forget what happened. I think I was incapacitated.
Okay,
but yeah. Chloe was there for me, and like he graciously looked
pulled
out for
trigger,
me.
Yeah.
So dope.
Sick.
Anyways.
Chloe, you're a good man, my friend.
Mike, did you grab anything this week?
I actually did grab something, and shout out to the assist, Chris. Chris hooked me up with a pair of my Adidas ZX Flux All Red.
Nice.
Like triple red. They're so
sick.
Nice. You know what? I thought the red was going to be a lot darker from pictures, but they're so bright.
Like
Thank
infrared?
You, Chris. Yeah, pretty close to infrared.
Like
maybe not as pink.
I saw the beauty pic of it. It's dope.
Yeah, we took a shot. Go check it out at Sneaker Pod.
Oh, you posted it?
I didn't post it on the Sneaker Podcast.
Oh, you posted it on your own?
Yeah, I posted it on my own.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So shout out to Chris. Chris, thanks for
Yo,
hooking
no,
up, my brother.
No, anytime, man.
Pull the trigger.
Like, yeah, I got the assist. And you know what? This isn't a new pickup, but I dove into the closet and found an old pair of Converse that... I'm taking out of retirement. Clean them up. Put some new laces in.
That's the best day. Eh? When you find a pair of shoes that you completely forgot about.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
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 Mike, tell me why you went hunting for those.
Because Chris and myself are going to be attending a Converse event here in Montreal on Wednesday. So make sure you follow us on at our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast and follow our stories on that day. On the Wednesday, the date is, Chris?
It's September 28th. So Mike will be manning the Sneaker Podcast's Instagram stories.
That's right.
So you guys can get a kind of like a live snapshot view of what's going on at the event.
Exactly, yeah.
Myself, I will be manning the Bragg Affair Instagram story.
That's
so you
right.
have like two views of what's going on. If you want to just follow us, check us out there.
And we're going to have some friends there too, which is going to be really, really cool. Yeah. We're going to have Heat Ledger from Toronto.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be
in town.
There. We're also going to have Sneaker Talk, Christian.
Christian from sneakertalk.ca. His YouTube channel, check it out. He's like a vlog master.
Yeah, he's killing it.
And yeah, it's going to be a new sneaker launch on that day. It's going to be in the afternoon. And it should be really dope. Like Montreal headquarters for Converse is in the old port of Montreal.
So it's like an old school city, like the original city of Montreal,
and
if you're not from here.
It's yeah. gorgeous.
Beautiful. It's like it's a touristy place, but
it's like
also
something out of a movie.
Yeah, totally. You, as a Montrealer, want to hang out there.
Exactly. Right. It's got the cobblestone roads that haven't been paved. It's yeah. it's old school.
But
super cool.
Their actual headquarters, their offices are like gorgeous. I think it used to be an old bank or something, and they like took it over. And
yes, I remember the story.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures.
They broke up the safe.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures, and it looks amazing. Like, it looks super clean, super modern.
Yeah.
Looks like a cool place to work.
Yeah, and so I think our good buddy, Jonathan's going to, he works for Converse. He said he was going to be at the event as well. So we're going to hang out with some old friends, some new friends.
Exactly. And we're not just going to post from there. We'll post while we're not there too, just hanging out, maybe getting coffees or something like that.
Oh, you'll be drinking.
Oh, yeah, we'll be drinking.
Coffees. There'll be drinks. I don't know. I'm not organizing this thing, but something's going to happen.
Somebody's
going to
be so dope.
Anyways.
Yeah. So make sure you follow us on our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, and make sure you follow our stories on the 28th of September. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a good, good time. So with all that talk, what has happened this week in the world of sneakers? So much has gone down. A lot of Nike's coming out. Adidas is doing some crazy things right now. Chloe, let's talk about it.
Yeah, there's the AJ4 Premium came out last Saturday.
Nice.
And I don't know, how do you guys feel about it? That whole quilted look and that price tag.
Price tag is brutal. Price yeah. tag is brutal.
I like it. It's all right. Like, the colors are cool. I guess it is a premium kind of look, a premium kind of feel with the quilted leather and yeah. everything. But seriously, that's way too expensive.
It's yeah.
How much
the
is
the price
it?
Tag?
It's $500.
$500. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't do it. I can't do the colors.
500 Canadian, 400 US.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's
Sheesh.
Like, I understand. Like, I can't spend that much and then put them on my feet.
So what's the...
There's something
What's the target
me.
Market for that? Like, who do you think is going to cop that?
I don't know.
The ballers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's or like, okay, I understand if you're like a super Jordan fan and let's say the Jordan 4 is your favorite all-time shoe.
Yeah.
And maybe the majority of your collection is Jordan 4s. I totally see you
yeah.
getting this shoe because
yeah.
you're not going ham on all the other brands and all the other Jordan numbers. And maybe Jordan 4 means something to you. Then totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then this, I get it. Totally get it. Hmm. But...
If you're
know.
Not.
Yeah. yeah. Okay, you they did skip. Say the numbers are really limited. Okay. Everyone's been saying it. So
they're sitting.
Know.
They're still there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what.
Well, it's the price tag.
Yeah.
Maybe the colorway.
Yeah.
I have to see pictures.
Yeah.
We'll show you some pictures.
Still not going to buy, but whatever.
We'll show you some pictures. Pretty crazy.
You guys saw the Shattered Backboards version 2s?
Yes. I have seen those. And not sure how I feel about them. Chloe, I know you feel kind of the same way.
Well, I looked at them quick, and they kind of look like Chicago's that the red just went orange.
It's true. It's very true. Chris, how do you feel about those?
I like the first version more.
Same.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think they're trying to do like a home away kind of thing?
No, I just think they're trying to sell more shoes.
But do you think they'll be the same quality as the first ones?
I think quality will be there.
Yeah. No, I think I saw... Actually, I don't. I can't say. I really can't say. I didn't pay enough attention. Sorry, guys.
He's not into it. Not into it. What else we got going on?
We also have the Nike self-lace locking shoes that are going to be coming out. Yep.
The HyperAdapt
in November, which are super interesting.
Interesting is the word, my friend. They're very Back to the Future-esque.
Yeah.
Very Air Mag-esque, with lights telling you when, you know, it's charged, when it needs to be plugged in. The changing colors is kind of weird, but I understand it. But the self-lacing is like a huge step forward.
That sound is money.
Oh, the drill sound. Yeah, there you go. Nailed it. Alex, the sound guy.
I love the video. It was crazy.
I wonder what the price tag is going to be on that thing.
See, like, if they were to charge $500 for that shoe, I would get it.
That's an innovation.
You know, yeah. I would understand that. Yeah, but, like, if it didn't self-lace, then no, right? Yeah. But, like, the whole self-lacing mechanism, I think a couple of years ago, three, four years ago, there was someone, like, an independent designer, she fabricated, a self-lacing mechanism that was sitting at the back of a shoe.
Okay.
And it just... It looked more like what the Air Mag does.
And pulls back.
Yeah,
okay.
It pulls back. Yeah. This one is like, yeah, it's really interesting that they were able to put it to market and that it's actually coming out. Props to them.
Yeah, props to Nike.
I think the timing on the release of the video is strategic as well, which I find interesting.
Did Tinker Hatfield have any part of this?
Yeah, I think he was part of the design team with, I forget what the other designer's name is.
I forgot what her name was.
That's cool to see, though.
Yeah.
That he's back and he's creating something so futuristic.
I think he's always there. He's always in the shadows, you know.
He knows what's going on, too.
Yeah.
Anything else from Nike?
No, I don't. Was there anything else? No, nothing really worthy.
Nothing worthy of talking about. Alex.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Adidas, oh, my God. Adidas. What a week.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week for you, hasn't it?
My God. If any of you guys were able to cop a pair of the all-black NMDs and the all-black XR1s, kudos. Because I'm sure it was like a really, really limited size run. We didn't get them at the store, of course, because they were mostly reserved for Consortium and online website. And those were pretty cool, and they were actually pretty cheap. Like the R1, the all-black R1, I think was like 160.
160 Canadian. Yeah,
that's okay. Pretty good. That's still pretty like legit for a shoe that's like kind of really limited. And then Mastermind came out
not 160.
No, they were not one. They were definitely not 160.
They were doubled.
They were so what, really, really sick. I think so. It was an XR1 and a tubular Invader. I've seen someone...
Instinct?
Yeah. Instinct. You're right.
Sorry. Because I kept...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
Because like, I didn't know what the name was.
It has been a long week.
Okay. I'm going to lose my job. Sheesh.
No. Because I prefer the boot over the NMD.
I think it... Yeah, the boot is kind of... Like, I prefer really, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see it. I'm like... Closer. Like
I see so many more opportunities to wear different types of clothes with the boot than the NMD.
And in the end, I think they're still doing like it still looks from far. It still looks like a black and white shoe for me. You know, like the XR1. NMD.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whereas like the boot has
totally distinctive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even from far you stunt. You know, so that happened. I think. I think our Consortium friends, OTH and Livestock, I think they had a really good week. So shout out to you guys handling the big business.
Shout out.
And on my side, it's been Yeezy season.
Yeezy. Hotline Yeezy, right?
Wow. Yeah. It's been... This drop is something to handle.
Is it much different than other drops?
It's just... This one has been really, really big in Well, by the time you guys hear this, they're going to be all gone, hopefully. It's been a big week. My staff is like drowned by like phone calls, walk-in questions, messages. Like House of Hoops had their raffle on Monday, so the whole world thought that like International Raffle Yeezy Day was Monday. So everyone was walking straight to the store, thinking the raffle was going on.
Okay.
So we had like a lot of people just walking in, asking a bunch of questions. And as the week went, we finally stepped today into the first day of raffle, and it's been nuts, like nonstop all day. So
I'm sure you've seen some crazy things today.
I've heard some stupid stuff. I've seen some crazy things, and I've seen a bunch of different type of people, actually.
Yeah.
I think you were talking, you were like hinting at some stuff that you were kind of frustrated at.
Yeah.
While we were driving over here. Do you have, can you do like a top five crazy things that you heard? Can you top do five, this without five. Hurting oh any feelings? Okay.
So, first of all, if you are a dad and you bring your 12-year-old or younger than 12-year-old and you're trying to make him sign up for a second chance, for an extra chance of winning a pair, that's bad parenting. I'm sorry. Like, do you guys agree? That's like, that's lame.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
It's lame.
Yeah. Karma gon' get you.
It's lame. And I had to no-no these people. Sorry, guys.
If it was for the kid, then it'd be different.
But it's not. It's yeah. not, man.
Clearly, it's not.
It's clearly
but if
not.
Me and my and kid no, but like, wear the same size.
Come on.
But do
12
you?
12 years old or younger, like a kid, oh, like I couldn't he didn't even have a Medicare card or whatever. Like nothing to prove. Like he has an identity, you know? All the other stupid things I hear, like if you ever come into my face and you're like 6'5" and you register for you sign up for size 7. I'll just leave that there.
It's for the girl.
It's for your girl. It is for your girl. I've been enjoying so far looking at those like 5-foot Asian girls signing up for a size 10.5.
Oh,
I've made so much fun of you guys, but I'm sorry. Like, it's okay. But you're good girlfriends. You're good girlfriends.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what they're doing.
Nice. But like, if you wanna like,
you gotta get a girl who wears the same size.
There you go.
Yeah, right. But for real, people, like, next time you sign up for a raffle, don't ask questions. Don't just like sign up for your pair. Kiss the little paper. Put it in the box and like cross your fingers and hope to win. Like,
walk
stop
in,
it with yeah.
Do
walk
it,
in.
Shut
do
your
it,
mouth and leave.
And leave or shop. Like, talk to my staff.
Alex is like the soup Nazi.
No soup for you.
No, because it takes a lot of energy, and in the end, people are asking so many questions, and like, I think there's still a lot of, I don't know, like how everyone else is doing their things for Yeezys, but in my store, we're doing it the safe, fair way. Like, it's a straight raffle. Like, I pick papers one by one, like I do it myself, you know, and you have my words, guys. It is fair and it's well made, you know. So don't ask questions, just fill out the ticket, cross your fingers, and wait for that Yeezy call, because if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, you know. And if you really want them and you think it's like unfair at like that you didn't get, you took an L on it, just like do all of the single raffles, repost pictures on Instagram, do like, there's like so many ways to get them, you know? So what up? Sorry.
Like, the questions that you're talking about are like the probing questions, like guys that's trying to get an edge by talking to you more, that type of question.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like useless.
But I have to say though, I really, really appreciate, if you guys are listening to the sneaker podcast, there's actually like a couple dudes today that came up to me at the table and they were like, oh, are you Alex from the sneaker podcast?
Oh, that's dope.
Yes,
that made my day.
Like, that's great.
It was a really like honest handshake, and unfortunately you guys don't get a little heart on your paper. I'm not gonna necessarily pick your name, but if I do pick your name and I do see your face again on Saturday on the pickup day, I'll be really happy to give you your shoe with a nice thumbs up. And shout out to all of those people that take the time to actually say like, hey, how's it going? How's your, no, but for real. Cause like,
how you been, fam?
No, that's not what I'm looking for. But just like
there's some people probably coming in just in and out, like
in and out. They don't even like look at you in the eyes. They just drop their IDs, you know?
Yo, him, like, man.
Yeah. That's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. And like, it's supposed to be a cool thing. You know what what I find sad is that there's no enthusiasm for the shoe anymore.
That sucks.
There's no enthusiasm for the shoe when it comes to like raffling for it. You know, it should be exciting.
Yeah.
You really want it. You really want to wear it. You should be hamped. You should be like, oh shit, I hope I win it. Cause like I've been wanting Yeezys for a while. I never got really lucky on previous releases. I really want my pair. I hope I win. Thanks, man. Have a good day. Put your paper in the box. Go back home. Cross your fingers.
Yeah. Like I'm kind of nervous when I'm filling out the form.
Some people like, look like because they don't
give a fuck. I want to make sure I'm putting in the right info. Like, what if I make a mistake in my phone number?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You could be one digit off.
Bye-bye. My handwriting is really shit. So maybe like my six looks like a one.
Yeah, HOH.
It's really bad.
When I went to HOH, I gave him my phone number like three times. I repeated it like three times.
Now you got it, right? Another one.
What a lot of people don't take into consideration is that for stores... like this is a big release, yes, for the consumer, definitely, right? For the stores, in the end, they're still just selling a product.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the difference between you selling a Yeezy and you selling an NMD and you selling a Superstar? In the end, it's gone from your store and it becomes like product sold, money came in. And I don't think they see that this is, you don't get paid more because it's more more hype too.
But it's more work too, yeah.
Exactly. So all your employees are getting paid the same amount, but they have to put in more work because they have to deal with all the questions and all the running around, the dealings, and the more people in the store, which is great because it's good for your store if they're not the come in, come out type of people.
Which is,
but whatever. So,
it's pretty sadly
something
the case,
to consider.
But I hope. I really hope I meet some enthusiastic people Saturday. I hope to see some smiles. I hope to see some people happy. I hope to see some people that are really like, that we're really looking forward to get the shoe. Cause I really like this one. Like I got judged by my friends. They were like, no way you like this shit. And I was like, yeah, fucking love it. You know, like I've talked to some sneakerheads. I saw some comments on Instagram, people don't like it, people think it's like garbage, whatever, but I was sold by the shoe the second I saw it, especially when the shipment came in. I was like, I'm all sold. So I hope everyone is as excited as I am, but we're definitely living something new.
You want to see the people slam them on their feet right away?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I want to see you guys like, my god, I want to see you guys.
You want it to rain on Saturday and you want people to come in and just walk out in the rain with them.
We'll give anyone.
You know what? I'll try and think of something cool. But if you walk in Saturday and if you win a pair and you walk in Saturday listening to this episode of the podcast, I'll think of something cool that I can do for you.
Oh,
yeah. Snap. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you're picking up your Yeezys right now, come to see me and we'll talk.
Very cool. Yeah. Alex, you're the man. You're very loyal to your brand.
Yeah, dude. I really want to make my people happy and I want to...
It's going to be a hug, guys.
No, but fuck, man.
You could see how loyal he is.
No, but
he gets
like,
off on this stuff.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of different things. I've heard a lot of different things. I don't want to necessarily say all of it on the pod. We'll save it for the beer talk after. But it's a shoe. It's a shoe. It's a dope shoe. It's a really wanted shoe. You might not get it. You might get it. It might seem unfair. It might seem fair to you, whatever. But yeah, just be happy. Smile. Give me a thumbs up.
I like your enthusiasm, my dude.
But thank come and see so me much. Saturday if you're picking up the shoe, morning of the release. And yeah.
What do you put in your coffee?
Sorry?
What do you take in your coffee? Let them know.
Depends. If you go to Starbucks, it's a grande latte macchiato non-fat with two raw sugar.
And that's
and if
for
you
want
to extra pimp it, you put four shots.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. If someone actually does that to me Saturday morning, you'll get a reward. I promise.
That's a great way to wrap up this segment of the podcast. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a little break. We got Chris. We got Chloe. We got Alex. I'm Mike D. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 14 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. We got Chloe. We got Alex in the house. Now, Alex, in the past segment, I was talking that you were very loyal to Adidas, which you are. You're super loyal, and we kind of wanted to talk about brand allegiance. Chris?
Yeah, so everyone knows that Alex is the one brand man, yeah. Right? He's full on Adidas. The cool thing about your brand allegiance, and I think I've mentioned this to you, is that although you're only Adidas, you're all Adidas, you don't necessarily hate on other brands.
Hell no.
No. So that's cool. And I know that Mike is starting off, I think you're trying to mapping out your brand allegiance.
Yeah.
Right? I think Chloe, I don't know, in the past, maybe you might have been stronger on certain brands.
Yeah, I was really strong on Nike, only Nike. And if I had to deal with the only other brand I would touch was Adidas, and it had to be soccer related.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
just if I was playing soccer, it just had to be Adidas, nothing else. But everything else, Nike, Nike, Nike. Nike backpack, Nike jacket, you name it, Nike socks. I couldn't wear Fila socks. If I got Fila socks for Christmas, here you go, bro.
But I respect that. I respect that.
You know, yeah. And, you know, after, when did I change it up? I went Buck Wild on 95s, Hardcore on the J's, Jordans, head to toe all the time. And then I started branching out with all the collabs and everything else. And I started grabbing some Adidas gear here, Adidas there.
But the collabs, you mean Nike collabs?
No, not Nike, oh, okay. But like... Asics. Then I dipped into Asics. I dipped into what else did I go into?
Reebok,
New Balance,
Puma,
and then it was done from there.
And yeah, I think when I mentioned that when you won that award for the like the Montreal Awards or whatever for like Instagram posting and everything, you had like a variety of sneakers. So at that point, you were like mixing it up.
Oh, I did have. Yeah. Yes.
But like back when you were Nike only, were you only Nike, no Jordan, or Nike Jordan?
Nike Jordan. And then I had a sprinkle of Iversons. And I had a bit of Adidas LA trainers and a bit of random here and there. But I was more Nike than anything.
Can you tell me like why you were only Nike? Why only Jordan? You know what I'm saying? Like why not? Like when Jordan signed his contract to go with Nike, originally he was about to go with Adidas, right? Like something changed his mind. Why did you choose Cha-ching. Nike only? You know,
I think it's because it was more the style. You know, back then Adidas was really like breakdancing and soccer, and for me it was more like athletic, like basketball, and. I guess I was just surrounded by Nike, like my whole squad. We were all wearing Nike.
Like all your friends and yeah. Everything. Yeah. And Alex, so why did you start on Adidas only? I think you said you were breaking in yeah. Like whatever felt comfortable.
Everything that looked fresh to me was like worth buying. But then I really found out that you couldn't rock some Puma suede with a Firebird Adidas track top, you know?
No.
For me, it was a no-no. Like, and I remember like being younger in my b-boy career, and I was basically just wearing whatever was matching the rest. But then at some point, I figured that I was whack.
You couldn't cross brands.
Yeah, you can't cross brands. And for me, that's the wackest shit. If you have like a full-on Adidas tracksuit and you're breaking out some Puma suede, you're whack. Like, it's just whack.
It's the struggle, I find. It's like, I can't walk outside wearing an Adidas hoodie
yeah.
And I'm going to throw on a pair of Air Max.
Yeah.
You know, it just can't, it feels weird. You feel weird.
It drives me nuts when I see like someone wearing J's and then I see Adidas track pants on them.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a no-no. So what happened is, like, I started working for Adidas, of course, 6 years ago, and the collection built up. The garde-robe built up. I started to have like so many pieces of apparel, pants, tops, track tops.
But did you, let's say, Were you already on Adidas before starting working at Adidas?
I know. I was originally Puma Suede.
Okay. And then?
And then whatever shoe was missing in my rainbow of color, you know? So for me, it was like having all of the different colors to wear whatever the fuck I wanted to wear, matching my foam cap, my trucker caps, whatever. But then, as I said, like starting working for Adidas, everything became so easy to grab for so cheap. Samples, whatever, so that at some point it just like felt useless to have the rest, so I got rid of the rest. And then it just felt like, I think the last time I bought something else that was not Adidas, I was in Halifax at a store called Laced. Like it's this.
Did Nathan talk about that store?
Yes, it recently closed.
I was
loaned out for a battle called for an event, a hip hop festival called Hopscotch, and then I decided to go to that store because they were like hooking up the b-boys that were in town for that event, and I grabbed a pair of New Balance 574, something like that. Yeah. Jeez. And I paid like full price for them because
nice.
I just thought they were fresh. That was like in 2011. And that's the last time I purchased a shoe that was not Adidas.
Had it ever crossed your mind to, when you were looking for your job, right?
Yeah.
And you knew I don't know if you knew you were going to work for a sneaker store. Had it ever crossed your mind to work for a Puma store?
No.
So like you getting a job at Adidas was not necessarily because of the brand, but you were looking for a job.
I was looking to work for Adidas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was looking to work for Adidas because I had a friend of mine was working in the store, in the outlet store in Boucherville, and we were going to the same college basically. And he was like I just thought he was dressing the freshest all the time.
Dope.
And he was like, "Well, I work for Adidas."
So I guess it's like Chloe and his crew of guys, everyone wearing the same brand. Yeah. So you kind of joined in as well.
Yeah, I fell in love with everything that I saw. And like, I remember like the first times I would go to the store, it was back in the days where Adidas had their Def Jam collab.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Yes. And I was really big in all the Def Jam artists. So I was going nuts for all those Redman, Redman, Stan Smiths. I had some Forum Highs. I had some Superstars, I think. And they had like some of the NBA team collabs. It was really cool. So I really fell in love with this. And yeah, I guess like just starting working in the store, I slowly got rid of all of the rest. And it's really, really when I got into the original store 3 years ago that my mind went 100% on it. I just flushed the rest and I decided to just stick to Adidas and I got rid of all the rest.
And Mike, you said that you started your shoe career because of Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Right? And did you basically adopt whatever brand that he was rocking to start off, or?
I wouldn't say it was necessarily that. Like, he was buying some Jordans and I'm like, yeah, those look pretty dope. I was wearing Air Force at the time. So I started buying Jordans, and then I think I really got on the Nike train from dealing with the Jordan mids and stuff like that, the Jordan 1s. But, then I like to branch out. When I was younger, when I was a kid, I used to rock the Adidas tracksuit.
Yes.
You know all about that. The three-striped tracksuit, which was really cool back in the day. But I like to say now I'm starting to branch out more than anything, you know, trying different brands. But I do like that Nike Tech Fleece. Yeah,
Tech Fleece is dope. Yeah.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah,
It's so soft.
And then ever since the Ultra Boost came along, and then meeting Alex and seeing him wearing all these fly-ass fits, Adidas has really got some stuff. I think I got to start digging more in those Adidas shops and finding those simple, clean fits.
So when you were like strong on Nike and strong on Jordan, can you pinpoint approximately where you decided to start letting go of like only thinking about one brand?
I think it was in my CJEP days. I was not going to class, and I was always shopping Alexis Neon downtown, and I was hitting up Athlete's World and whatnot. And I was always hunting for Cortez back in the day. And then I saw some Adidas the LA Trainers. What other models was there?
ZX
600. The ZXs. Yeah, and the prices were interesting. I was into the colors. I was wearing a lot of, back in the day, I was wearing Gap and Ralph Lauren and all that stuff. And I was really into the whole color coordinating and everything. So I opened up to other brands just to go with the fit to match this polo hood, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, then I started checking out a bit of Puma, a bit of Adidas. I was wearing less Nike tops. I was wearing more jeans and all that other stuff. Really into fits. And then everything, the shoes were going around the fits. But
I have to ask you one. I can't ask the question to Alex or Mike. I think they are not at that stage yet. But do you sometimes miss being only one brand, like a one brand guy? Or you enjoy being like...
Oh, I enjoy being able to wear an Adidas sweater with Adidas shoes, and then the next day I'll wear my Tech Fleet pants and with a pair of Air Maxes and really just go all over the place. But I feel like I got to catch up on the clothing side of other brands.
So do you feel it overwhelming that you might have to, let's say you're on Adidas and your collection, of course, is nowhere near Alex's collection, but you want to become legitimate with Adidas and you're like, oh man, I got to start building this Adidas collection.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm more digging into that than when I go to a Nike outlet. I'm not really going looking for gear. I don't even know what I'm looking for anymore when I end up in a Nike outlet.
It's true, honestly. Right? You just look around, you're like, eh, whatever.
You know, but when I stop by an Adidas, I'm like, oh man, that crew neck is dope. It could go with that Ultra Boost, that Ultra Boost, that Ultra Boost. Oh, those pants with those cuffs. It's really clean, very simple. And it's like you got to look and be like, oh, damn, that's Adidas. Like if you didn't know.
Some people would know, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mike, because like you're kind of discovering all the different brands and everything, mm-hmm. do you find it overwhelming to have so many choices? Like every brand is putting out something hype.
I wouldn't say I'm like over the moon for anything, but I find that I like trying different things. You know, I like seeing that Puma's doing this. When I walked into the Adidas store last week, Alex, you know this, and we were checking out all the stuff that what's-her-name was putting out.
Rita Ora.
She's doing some crazy stuff with Adidas, which is really, really cool.
For the ladies. Yeah.
For the ladies, yeah. Not for myself. I wish. No, I don't. It's nice stuff, though. My wife had to buy some. It was dope. But to see that, the Nike doing Tech Fleece, I like how Adidas is now really starting to step up their hoodie game, too, yeah. with the new hoodie. What's it called?
The Zone.
Yeah.
Is that any? The Zone hoodie. If you guys haven't tried it on, it's really comfy.
I haven't tried one on, but I had one. It was too small for me when I looked at it, but the material is really, really nice. Same with the Tech Fleece. I think material can sway my position on a different kind of apparel. That's why I never wear soccer jerseys.
I have a question for you guys. Are you affected by marketing for apparel as much as you are for sneakers? Is there a certain marketing campaign? Like, will you be affected by a beauty shot of products, or like, let's say, like the new Zone hoodie that's just coming out from Adidas? Like, are you guys liking the marketing around it? Are you guys liking the ideas behind it? Is this something that affects you?
I haven't really paid attention to any of the marketing on clothing, honestly. When I go into a store, I feel like I have my own eye on certain things. I'm really like, I like minimal branding on my articles of clothing.
Okay.
So I like your shirt right now. You have Adidas in the same color.
You wouldn't even know if you passed by.
Black on black or, you know? Yeah, same thing for the pants. Like that whole big equipment logo, that's not me. I can't do that
too much.
That big logo, I need that.
So me. So are you guys influenced?
I am.
Okay, wait.
It depends on what campaign they're running. I get affected a lot by the running campaigns for some reason.
Yeah.
Like there's a Nike running campaign that they do. It's like, I think I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's like Gyakusou. It's like from Japan.
Gangster, yeah.
And these guys look, they're all decked out in the Nike gear. And they're just out running on trails and in forests and everything. And you're dope. Like, they look ninja.
Is like, it like Nike yeah. Lab or it's
three ninjas?
Yeah. It's like incredible. Like the campaign for it, like the super high end
quality gear.
Yeah. Or every now and then they'll take a shot like of a pair of pants, like a pair of their tech apparel with a pair of sneakers. I'm like, I need to redo this outfit. Like that will get me.
Yeah.
The more loud, flashy stuff, I don't get influenced like specifically like, okay, I need this piece or I need that piece, but I will look at a Fashion Week type of post where they post what this person is wearing, what this person is wearing, and it'll give me ideals on how to build my fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. To be honest, one of the things that made me go check out that new Adidas hoodie was I saw a picture on Instagram of 2 Chainz
yeah.
wearing it. I was like, you know what? He looks like a boss, and that thing looks mad comfortable.
Yeah, it is.
So I had to check it out.
It's really cool because it's one of their first, I find it's one of their first marketing campaign that goes both ways. So lifestyle
yeah.
and sportswear.
You could wear it either way.
They have different assets on them. Like they have James Harden
yeah.
on one way,
yeah.
and they have 2 Chainz on the other way. You know, like so it's really cool that, I've heard that OTH is carrying the line. I think it's really cool, like a streetwear shop that carries like sportswear, but like actual sportswear. I think that's really cool, and it kind of sells me because like I love the mentality behind the Zone line, like which is like find focus, whatever. I think it's something that applies to us on the regular, especially like if you commute, you listening to your music, you're going to work, you're trying to find focus. I think it's all about like feeling fresh, feeling comfy, feeling simple, like simplistic fits, like simple colors helps you find focus. I think it's really cool. Same thing if you're like training for some sports or some competitions, you put the hood up, you zip it up, you feel focused.
It kind of sounds like it's tech fleece to me, the way you're describing it.
I don't
like
know what's tech fleece.
Tech fleece hoodie goes.
I'll show you later.
Anyway, I haven't seen the hoodie you're talking about, but when you're talking about it, it's making me think tech fleece. Like I could wear a dress shirt under it and go out, and I could freaking go to soccer practice and I'm good.
I would say it's definitely Adidas's competition for Nike regarding that.
That type
the
of
tech
line?
Fleece, yeah, okay. Exactly. They're going for that lifestyle, going for that athletic, just like Alex said.
It's really cool.
It is cool. It's nice. And the white is super nice.
Is branding big on it, or it's like
Just on the shoulder?
Yeah, it's
shoulder?
Not huge, but I'd say maybe just a few inches.
It's good. It's the and they use the Z and E.
It's proportionate. Yeah,
which is like mysterious. Like you're not sure what it spells. Or
you guys have to show this to me.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. But let's move on. Let's get into something. A little new.
I think we're
already talking
it's
about
like
it.
It's like weird. Yeah, we transitioned into it without even thinking. It's about style. Like we were talking about brand allegiance for sneakers. And of course, or I don't know, this is my perception that sneakerheads know what good style is. Or a majority of us know.
We try.
I'm putting myself in the category. I don't know why I did that. But anyways.
I'll show you a picture in a week.
It's just saying that if you care so much about what your feet look like, necessarily you're caring about how the rest of the outfit looks like, right? And I've seen like same with brand allegiance, with sneakers, brand allegiance for clothing. Maybe, you know, at one point a certain style was really on point and everyone started wearing the same type of stuff. Everyone can talk about like the cuffed pants, right?
Yeah,
which I think was like a godsend to sneakerheads because it allowed you to showcase your sneakers.
Yeah, you don't have that baggy pant or anything like that.
Yeah, nothing just like drapes over your shoe and just ruins the look of the shoe, right?
You don't have to wait till summer just to take shots.
Should call it the feature cuff.
And so how about, look, the days are getting a bit shorter. It's getting a bit chillier outside. Is there like a particular piece of article of clothing that you like swear by for like autumn or even like end of summer? So maybe each of us can like mention something and we'll go from there.
I have a bunch of them, but if I have to pick one in particular, I brought it today actually. It's a it's called a coat. Well, we call it a coach jacket. So it's basically like a, it's just like a jacket, a nice like nylon jacket that has a little bit of a lining inside. My personal favorite is from the Adidas Neighborhood collab from last year.
Yes.
It's really, really sick. It has like a little like folded color, like a chemise. Really straight fit, but it's really clean. It's all black and it has Adidas Originals by Neighborhood in the back, and it just has the little skull in the front. I have it also in the beige colorway, and this was my everyday fit for like the last spring season, I would say. Like, I was just wearing those two jackets, and for me, I think it's an essential. Like, those nylon track tops that, or windbreakers or jacket that you can throw on top of your hoodie when it's still a bit crisp outside. Like, if you guys are listening to the pod and you're not in a country where there's a lot of cold weather,
like climate, yeah,
like Canadian like winters, I don't know if you guys relate to that, but
it's cold.
When it gets super a cold. Bit warmer, we like to like layer a lot and just like create those styles where we use a lot of layers, and windbreakers, they really come important on your fit. So for me, I would say it's my coach jackets from Neighborhood. I actually had it in my bag because it was a bit crispy this morning when I left.
It was chilly.
So if you guys want to take a look at it, it's a really nice, simple jacket. It just has the little like Adidas skull in the front.
It's really nice.
Yo, it's nice. It's, oh, can I see the back?
Yeah,
it looks so like, gangster.
Yo, that is nice.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
Shout out to Neighborhood in Japan.
Neighborhood does great stuff.
Yeah, that is super nice.
They do really cool stuff.
Good call, Alex.
Yeah.
I like your style, my dude.
Thanks, man.
Chloe.
So mine is more of an accessory item. And I came by it when the kids were born. Well, when my first child was born. My wife had a diaper bag that we had to carry around all over the place. And I wasn't feeling the bag.
You're not feeling fresh.
I wanted my own thing, my own bag. You know, it had to be like the daddy bag type
like
thing.
Like the ball-in diaper bag kind of deal.
So sick.
So I kept on looking for cool bags, and I had a hard time. And I'm like, oh man, I want something that goes with sneakers, or, you know, goes with my style. And I came across this designer, Master Plan, and he made tote bags. He also makes a bunch of other cool accessories like phone cases, throw pillows, and he uses patterns that we would see on shoes, like the cement, speckled, the colorways of infrared Air Max 90.
Oh, cool.
He also does what's called canvases, pieces of art, and he'll use colorways of certain shoes.
That's cool.
And when I saw the tote bag, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get a couple of these things, so it'll go with different kicks
different
and whatnot.
Fits.
Yeah. So I went all out and I got a couple of bags, and not only did I just use it for going out with the kids, but I take it out to go grocery shopping, I take it to go to work, and I think it's really stylish with all the patterns. It's really like his style is really minimal, right? It's just a pattern that goes right through. It's not big branding or anything like that. And this is it.
That's sick.
I like it.
It's nice. This is the what? The cement?
Just the
cement,
the
print.
And
you this have is a phone case?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a phone
case. Oh, cool. Right.
See the speckled?
Oh, gangster, yeah.
I also
That's
have
really
an Air
cool.
Max 95 with the neon.
Oh, cool.
I have a throw pillow too. I have camouflage. Oh, I fell in love with all of this guy's patterns.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool. You should check out his site. It's Master Plan. Take out all the vowels. MSTRPLN.com. And you could go shop on society6.com/masterplan.
It looks really fresh. I'm also like about the man purse. I dig the man purse.
Wait, are you saying he's got a man purse?
Yes. No. I said I'm also into man purses.
Just yesterday, my wife told me, she's like, Chris, you're sneaker crazy and you're bag crazy. We have too many bags. We have too many sneakers.
Bags are so fresh.
I think it's a thing, right?
It's your heads. Yeah. I would think so. I have like so many bags.
Do you, is your uh, piece of uh, piece of clothing a bag as well?
It is not a bag. For myself, for anyone that really knows me, they know that I wear a lot of hats. Right. You know, I'm into the hats, you know. During the fall and the wintertime, I'm always wearing a toque. You know, in the summertime, I'm either rocking, you know, a new hair. Most of the time, a New Era hat. Yeah. So shout out to those guys, because you can always look good in a New Era hat, you know, I find. Or a lot of things that are on trend these days is the five panel, like you're wearing right now, Alex. You know, everyone's into that five panel hat. I myself, I'm not a big fan. I have a huge head, so it doesn't fit me. But I'm into the New Era cap look. I love wearing a nice... When you throw on a brand new hat, it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a very good feeling. Yeah, it's like a new pair of shoes.
Do you always choose a sports team?
I would say yes, because those... They make some of the best hats, I like to say. Some of the best caps are made by, like, baseball teams, hockey teams, like that. And I just find that it looks better. I've kind of gone down that snapback route, but it's tough because I've got such a big head. And I'm not just saying I have a big head, I have a big head. Okay?
Gotcha.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, wearing a hat could change your whole entire outfit. It's nice to have a fresh cut and everything, but when you're not as fresh as you'd like to be, throw on a nice hat.
Yeah, I'm a huge hat. Less now, more before. I was big time. Like Expos hats, I must have over 24 Expos hats.
Really?
Different colorways and just Expos hats.
Okay. Just Expos.
Yeah. And then one day my wife is like, you're always rocking Expos caps and they make you look younger. So I was like, let's stand beside me for a sec. And I was like, oh my God, I really did look like I was 16 standing next to my wife who's wearing a 3-piece outfit coming back from work. And I'm like, okay, I'll take a step back from the hats and I'll go 5-panel.
Yeah.
Oh, you go you get the dad hat. You get the dad hat.
Yeah, the dad hats are huge these days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just want the easy one.
But it's like, I wish dad hats were popular 15 years ago when my dad actually had a whole like bag full of them, you know?
The dad hats are the ones with just the strap well,
yeah,
in the back.
Like
the
leather strap, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the easy one.
We want the easy everything.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
Well, I have, there's a article of clothing that I really like, and it took me a while to get on it. It's a brand called Kuala Tee. It's spelled KUWALLEE-T.
Okay.
So it sounds like quality.
Yeah.
But their logo is like a koala.
Oh, Kuala Tee.
Yeah. Sick. And I think they're based out of Canada.
Oh, cool.
Actually, I think Montreal.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. So, and my boy Sid, you all know Sid.
Yo, I saw Sid the other day. Sid.
He would go to these special sales for that brand. It was when it was new, I assume. And he actually like would pick a pair of pants up for me.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, I think this is your size. And I was like, oh, dope. Because these are like cuffed pants. They do t-shirts, they do pants. And it is of high quality. Like the price will reflect the quality. So if you're looking for like a high premium brand, this is really good. It's like good quality, really soft. And the pants that he would get me, they're cuffed. And what I like about them is they're very tapered around the calf. And the cuff is not one of those loose cuffs that you find at any, you know, like the cuff pant became synonymous with any brand store.
Everyone started to make them,
right?
Yeah.
But this cuff is, it looks tighter, like it sticks to your leg, tapered on the calf, and then slightly slim around the leg, which is very on trend right now, right?
Huge.
And Sid picked me up a pair of camo pants, which I, you know, out of all the pants that I had, I didn't have a pair of camo pants. So this was like, awesome. I was like, whoa, this is perfect. I need a pair of camo pants. I like the cuff. I actually wear the cuff higher, so it's like, it looks like it's like a mid-calf type pant. And so I'm actually wearing them today.
They look really
dope.
Take
a stand, my dude.
I don't know if you guys want to... You guys feel free to come on over and touch my pants, okay? No takers, but it's okay.
Maybe later.
Yeah, maybe later. It's really good fabric. It's like, you know, what I like to do stress tests on pants, or like, okay. I'll pull them. Like, I'll pull on the pants and see this seam, oh, this is solid, everything. And it's cool. This particular pair of pants doesn't need a belt. It has like a drawstring, which I love.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
Nice. So no, check him out. Really fresh, yeah.
Yeah, check him out on Instagram, Kuala T. And then,
what a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
a great name.
Interesting, yeah. And yeah, their mission statement's really cool too. So it's all about,
I'm like, definitely going to check it out. Yeah. Sounds really cool.
Dope stuff.
Cool. Sick.
Shout out
to Kuala T. Awesome. I think that's a great place to take a break. Let's wrap things up in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit. We got some business to talk about, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Always working.
That's right. We got Chris. We got Alex. We got Chloe. I'm Mike D. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 14 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D. Alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. We got Chloe. We got Alex. And we are going to get into a game that I think everyone here is a big fan of. I know you are, Chloe. I know you are, Alex. Trade Machine. Chris, what's on deck?
We're going to trade some sneakers.
Wait, sounds good to me.
Was the last time we played this game the time there was a blackout?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. We can finish the game. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Okay, sorry.
So, yeah. So, it's basically the continuation of that game.
No. Okay.
It's a new game. It's new scenarios. We're going to go through these rather quickly, I think, today. Let's go for it. Number one. On one side, you own the Jordan 1 Band. Okay. You own the NMD XR1 Black. And the livestock boost, pure boost, right?
Yeah.
Zero ground.
And I'm offering you a Yeezy 350 version 2 Beluga and $350. I'll go over that again. Jordan 1 Band, NMD XR1 Black, livestock boost. And I'm offering you the Yeezy 350 version 2 plus $350.
Can I go first?
Yep.
I'm keeping all of those. I wouldn't do that trade.
So you keep the band.
I'm keeping the band, the XR1, and the Pure Boost.
Okay. Since I won't do anything about the band, I'm going to accept the money and take the Yeezys. Okay. Surprisingly, okay. Yeah.
Adidas boy.
You could get rid of your bands.
I'm not getting in that game.
No?
No.
You could maybe trade your bands for another pair of
I'm not crazy
Adidas.
About the XR1s all black.
Oh, okay.
Like, not at all. And the Pure Boost, meh. Neither.
No?
They're dope. Okay. They're really, really dope. And I've seen some crazy on-foot shot. But
that
make me wonder.
Calbi destroyed it.
Yes. Shout out to Calbi. But no, I would go for the Yeezy and the money.
Hmm. I would keep the three pairs.
You would keep the three pairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like your style, Chloe.
Well, I really want those bands. I have a second pair of bands. Those livestocks are just dope, and I just struck out on those, like, big times. And Yeezys, there's going to be other Yeezys.
I get that.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you guys want to find out, like, how I set up these trades sometimes?
Yeah, I'm curious.
So, like, let's say I start off. I was like, okay, let me do something with a current shoe that we all know about. So the Jordan 1 Band.
Of course.
I say, the NMD XR1 Black is cool. So I'm valuing them for resale. So the Band 1, I'm saying like $500 Canadian. $450 to $500. The XR1, I'm looking at something close in the, in the $400 range. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, let me add a kicker in, which is the livestock boost. I think you're looking at $300, $350, right? So when you add that all up, you're looking at $1,002,
yeah,
$1,003-ish.
Yeah.
I'm expecting the Yeezy to go for about a $1,000.
I hope not.
Right? $900 to $1,000.
I hope not.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I add the cash in to just equalize the equation, right?
To so really sway the opinion.
So that's why... to make it a bit tougher for you guys and everything. Yeah. So that's how I set these up.
That's a good one.
Or what would you choose?
Yeah, what would you do?
I would take the Yeezys.
Okay.
Montauk.
We should have known.
Yeezys in cash.
The conversation might be different next week. Depend if.
But no, it's. I'm saying in terms of what I consider when I'm trading or whatnot is, can I get, let's say I trade away a Jordan 1 band, an XR1, and a Livestock Boost. How easy is it for me to get them back if down the line I change my mind and I want to buy them back?
Right.
Yeah. If it's tougher for, I anticipate that it's easier for me to find those three shoes or maybe two of the three shoes rather than find a Yeezy that I'm ready to shell out a $1,000 for.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So that's why. That's why.
Good one.
Okay. Scenario two. The Feig Tubular Doom. Okay.
Yep.
And the Feig Puma Sakura RF698.
That's complicated.
Do you need a picture, sure. Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a picture.
Okay, I got the picture for you guys.
Is that the one that's burgundy that goes into navy?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like a kind of a mid-cut.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Puma, right?
That's fresh.
Okay.
It's a Feig, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's that Puma and the Tubular Doom Feig versus the... Sorry, I have to go back to my notes. Versus the Air Max Supreme 97. Let's do the snake one. Okay. And the Air Max Supreme AF1.
I'm going to go with the... I'm going to keep my Puma and Tubular Doom.
So I'm basically pitting Supreme versus Feig.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with the Nikes.
So the Supreme pairs.
Yep, the Supreme package.
Supreme Air Max 97 and Supreme AF1.
For me, it's mainly because I'm not feeling that burgundy navy shoe. They're the Puma shoe.
I get you. Yeah. I get you.
I like it.
I see myself wearing more of those two Supreme kicks.
Okay. And, well, Alex, I'm putting you in a spot because these are nothing as Adidas, right?
That means no.
Indifferent.
Yeah. No, I'm keeping the Feig.
The Feig?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, I would go with Feig too. Something about
his, I just like the dude.
Yeah, where he's at right now.
Yeah.
Like what he's doing and the trajectory of his career and his influence is just like, you got to get on board, man.
Yeah.
I was going more with the fits, with how it would flow with my style and whatnot.
You
and
know what I have to say?
And
fuck Supreme.
Oh, dang.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I heard about that this week. Yeah. I think it's the funniest shit.
He got arrested.
There's a guy who's like heavy on vape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like the Supreme hater.
Supreme, yeah.
Oh.
But you know what? He got arrested. There's a picture of him bent over a cop car wearing Supreme underwear.
But he said why he's wearing Supreme underwear. Because
anyways,
it's just funny.
His dirty things hang down there.
It's like viral funny stuff.
Drama for I don't know what reason.
It's hilarious.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, scenario three. You have the Jordan 1 shattered backboard 2, right? Jordan 1 shattered backboard 1, $200 cash, or the Jordan 10 OVO white plus the Jordan 12 PSNY.
I'm taking the OVO white and the PSNY.
Chloe?
I will go with the ones.
Ooh.
Okay. I will go with the ones.
Why?
Why? Yeah. I could rock ones.
Okay,
I feel like 12s and 10s, I'm past those models. They're bulky.
They are bulky.
And I'm thinking, where are my kicks? And the ones, I'm going to rock them.
They are bulky.
Alex?
I'll go for the OVO and the gray pair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wear them. I'm going to get rid of them. But
but the design?
The design-wise, from design. Okay. Just the looks. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the PSNY Jordan 12
so nice.
Is like wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. It looks like when really I saw nice. It, I was like, awesome, I want those.
Have you had one in hand?
No.
No?
No.
I've always but wanted
I feel,
to hold one.
I feel like it's
you'd connect?
Yeah. It's like just the right shade of gray. It looks dirty. Which I like. Anyways.
Very cool.
Okay, and I think I have two more scenarios for you. Okay, you ready? Number four, the Feigsta. And $400 for two pairs of the new human race. The new ones coming out.
Ooh.
Any two colors, I don't care. Again, it's
how much money?
The Fikesta and $400 for two pairs of human race. So, Alex, the Fikesta is like a Bapesta.
Quality is high.
With a Fike twist on it. Yeah. And there's only limited to 400 pairs.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go human race.
Yeah.
Human
race. I'm going to go human race like also. That.
But I'll pick my colors.
Yeah, yeah. You can pick your colors. Don't worry.
Cool. I will go human race as well.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
What would you do, Chris?
I'm going Fikesta.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more versatile with the two human races.
I think the Fikesta is different enough that whatever fit I can put together would be just off the hook, off the chain.
I agree.
Yeah. And like, I figure that there's more human race out there versus how many Fikestas there is. Then so
true.
Limitedness, if that exists as a word.
True, true.
We'll go with that. Okay, last scenario. Okay, so we're talking about the Van's fear of God.
Oh man, been hunting, and, man, hunting,
and the Mastermind NMD. Okay, versus a Yeezy Moonrock.
I go Moonrock.
I'd go Moonrock.
Yeah.
So,
Chloe's still thinking over there.
For those that don't know, like the Vans, Fear of God, like the designer used to work with Kanye. So,
it's okay. Like,
oh.
Yeah. The, yeah, Fear of God goes for maybe 350-ish Canadian, okay. 350, 360. After, like it released that Pac Sun and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
But like sold out and now it's like, that's how much it costs.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that and the NMD Mastermind.
Chloe, you look puzzled, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love all the shoes. It's pretty much, for me, it's between the Vans or Moonrocks, right? And
those Masterminds are pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dope.
They are nice.
They're dope. But for me, the Vans take the edge, a little bit of the edge there. But, man, Moonrocks... I have Oxford 10s already.
I'll go with the
Vans. Vans, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Vans.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good one.
Like that. All right.
I like it.
All right.
Guys, that was awesome. Episode 14 is in the bag. I know we went a little bit long, but you know what? Sometimes you got to give to get. You know what I mean? Before we go, I want to talk a little bit about business. On Wednesday, September 28th, Chris and I are going to be at a Converse event downtown Montreal. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast and follow our story because we're going to be doing some crazy, crazy things. It's going to be epic. We're also going to be at Soul Exchange Canada here in Montreal, October 29th at Plaza Centreville.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Looks like we're going to be doing episode 20 of the podcast from Soul Exchange Canada. If everything works out, hopefully we could do that. It's going to be a good time. Come say hi to us. We really want to talk to you. We want to hear what people think about the podcast. And also, if you're listening to the podcast from somewhere else, make sure you send us a tweet at The Sneaker Pod and let us know where you're listening from.
I have to give some quick shout outs for the people that have been giving us love. More personally on my end, I have to shout out a kid that works at an outlet store in Boisbriand. I know he's listening to us and he's been telling me beautiful things about the pod. He's been learning a lot apparently. I have to give a bit of a shout out to Will. I know you're out there listening to us, so keep listening. I gave him a pair of EQT Advanced that I got in my sample box a couple of weeks ago. He was really stoked. Came to the store today to show me the pair. He was really excited. So shout out to you, man. I hope you make your way in the brand. It's a really cool company to work for. And I know like you're really a brand enthusiast. So hopefully it's a nice future for you. I have to also give shout out to my boy Quinn. He's been, we've been talking for a while. And also Frank from Instagram, cubicle38. We've been in touch. And also I have to give a really, really big shout out to the people in UK, or I'm sure you guys are pretty much spread it all over Europe now, but at Team Trefoil on Instagram, they've been reposting our pics, giving us shout out. I know you guys are out there listening to us, so respect to the European fam. And yeah, keep listening, guys, and keep commenting. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Big shout out to everyone. And I also want to throw in our boy Sid. Got to shout him out again. I saw him a few days ago, and he was loving episode 13 of the podcast. So shout out to Sid.
And one last guy. I think he's on Twitter. There's a gentleman called, his username is Callous Tongue. He just mentioned our podcast.
Yeah, I like it. Cool. I like
it. It was like random conversation about sneaker podcasts. And he just listed us as one of the ones that he really liked and he started listening to. And this was out of the blue. And I was like, it's cool to find new people. And I assume he's from the United States. Finding out that he's listening to us and finding out that he's actually open to suggesting our podcast to some people that converse
to other
with
people.
Him on
Twitter. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Yeah. Thank you to everyone for listening to episode 14 of the Sneaker Podcast. We will be back next week with episode 15. Before we go, make sure you go follow us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Shout out to those guys for hosting us. Thank you so, so much. Until then, guys, Chloe, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Clarel, Clarel.
And Chris, where can people find you on Instagram?
How about this week you find me at The Brag Affair?
There's going to be some crazy stories going on. And Alex, where can people find you?
They can find me at Suji Cypher Sons.
And you can follow myself at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much. This has been episode 14. We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Stay laced. Later.
Peace out.
Keep it fresh.